You get a text message offering you like something like $1,200 to join a clinical study for COVID. It just might be a scam. These text messages are going out. They ask for a lot of information, which is typically the tip-off to the rip-off, Steve Burness. But I'm happy you reached out about this because you're obviously seeing that these kinds of scams are out there, right?
Yeah, they're out there and they're increasing, but they're also not only here in Chicago, but all across the country as well. And what we're seeing is really a resurgence of the scam and asking you to, you know, want to be part of a clinical study on this COVID-19. You can make quick cash. And that's what we call, like you said, the tip-off to the rip-off. And they start asking you for financial information because they got to put money in your bank account. So that's what they actually want is your account number. And then secondly, sometimes they have you click on a link. And as I said many times, don't click on links that come directly to you through, you know, Facebook or text message on your phone, because you don't know who that link goes to. It can be put mail and spamware on your computer. And then you can lock up your system as well or hold it hostage on you.
Yeah, I'm reading here that the destructive software will get onto your phone to people who did click on this link, and then the malware gives scam artists access to confidential data like users and usernames and passwords. Those are the ones that they were sent a link. Qualify here for the $1,220 for the COVID study, and that is, was that a text message? Is this typically done that way, or is it emails as well?
It's actually all three. So it's text message, emails, and it's on Facebook and the social media sites. So whatever way they can access you, and it's a lot of times done on social media right now because of the, you know, the amount of people on social media, but also the number of accounts out there. And if they hijack somebody's account, then they have all the, you know, your friends' names, and sometimes you may see you're getting a message from your friend and like, yeah, I'm getting one from you, but you didn't send it to me. I mean, that's how good they are at these scams are hijacking these pages, so you got to be very careful. And again, I mean, there are legitimate clinical studies out there, but you got to do some research on that. You know, university or a hospital or a governmental agency, just don't go with a text message. They can make $1,000 and give them your bank account number, you know, within minutes.
You mentioned an important point there, Steve. I have noticed these scams have gotten so much better. Remember the text messages and emails even like 2 years back? They were misspellings. Right. They didn't seem weird. They just seemed weird. They didn't seem right. They had, you know, strange logos that looked like they were reproduced. Now I'm getting them from Apple and Chase, and they look just like they come from Apple and Chase, except that I know that I'm not, there's no fraud on my account. I know that there's no, you know what I mean? You have to sort of think twice before you click on them, because I find that they also try to make it urgent. It's urgent. You check this out because they want you to not think twice before you click on the link.
Exactly. They don't want you to give any time to think about it too, and they want you to make a quick decision. But sometimes you don't act. They're going to keep sending you messages, make it look like it's an important emergency that you got to click on it. And again, what we have stated, the Better Business Bureau stated rather, is that you not click on these links is actually called the company itself directly, or, you know, like last week we issued that warning on fake Amazon workers, you know, calling up. So you would ultimately call Amazon yourself or go through your own account and making sure that these are legitimate employees or legitimate email or text, and most times it's not. So just be very careful when you're clicking on something, and then actually suggest you not. And so if you're thinking you're getting something from XYZ company, call up XYZ company and say, did you send it to me? Or look on their website directly by going to that website that you know and putting that information in.
Yeah, so you are hearing from people here in the Chicago area who have fallen for this and are kind of reporting it. They're coming to you afterwards. Is that what's happening?
It basically, you know, some are coming ahead of time, which we want them to, and then obviously some people are coming after they've given out their personal information. What can they do? And once you give out that personal information or your bank account number, you don't know where it's going or whose hands it's going to be in. But one thing I can't stress enough, and as I mentioned to you, my biggest, you know, frustration in my 33-year career has been consumers who don't check up on offers or companies ahead of time, you know, with the Better Business Bureau. They call us afterwards, like most consumers do, and it's too late by then. So we got a scam track, as you know. We keep track of all the scams across North America, including Canada and Mexico, and just take a look at that scam tracker before doing business with a company, or if you see a scam, please report it. Our files are updated, you know, continuously, and the governmental agencies have access to those files to put these scammers out of business once and for all, because, Anna, as you know, the only way to put scammers out of business is not to give them your business. There's no other way.
708, hi, Anna. I received a text with the link community.us. Is that a scam? Do you know anything that has anything community.us? Ring any alarm bells?
It sounds a little fishy on that, but there's a website. It's lookup.us. ICANN.org. And you can look up any URL and it tells you, you know, what the domain registry of that particular domain is. So I would not click on a link, especially one coming like that, until you find out who it is actually first and call them up and ask them what they wanted, or go to the website directly of that organization. But if you look at ICANN, you can tell who bought that website, who owns it, and who's responsible for it, if it's domestic or if it's international.
Lookup.icann.org. That's a good resource.
Two N's in ICANN, correct.
Two M's. Well, keep that handy in case people ask about that. Hey, there's some other stuff going. It's holiday season. Usually you join us right before the holiday season to tell us about the things you got to watch out for in that world, too. Sadly, there's a lot of that going on out there, too. There's some kind of gift exchange that is going on social media.
Yeah, the gift exchange has been around for a while, unfortunately, basically. And you see these online, and it's almost like the, you know, Secret Santa type thing where they basically say you just have to, you know, give us $10. And, you know, buy $10 in gifts and mail them, and you'll get X amount, like $300 back in return. And usually it's called Secret Sister Program, and they're asking usually around, this revolves around exchanging bottles of wine or, you know, purchasing gift cards as well. So anytime like that, when somebody says that you send in one gift, you'll get many in return, and that's a guarantee on your investment in some way, and that's classically a pyramid scheme and against all laws in U.S. and Canada as well. And as you know, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service is really looking at these more closely. But this is basically, you can't do it. It's illegal. And don't fall for those Secret Santa or those Secret Sister emails you may be getting shortly. And we're seeing an increase on Facebook especially. To send us, you know, five bottles of wine, you'll get 30 back or whatever it may be.
Oh, is that kind of what it presents as? Because just kind of keep an eye on it for on social media. If you're on Facebook and you see something, what does it look like?
It's basically a post on there, and it's a person you usually know is basically saying this is a gift exchange campaign, and it's been around for a while, and you just have to send one gift, and in return you'll get a lot more gifts from a lot more people. So it's typically a pyramid scheme, and always, you know, in pyramid schemes it always collapses. Mm-hmm. The people at the top get all the gifts and money, and everything else on the bottom, it falls apart and smashes.
Okay. Something to be aware of. Hey, you also have, usually you release your online, your holiday shopping scams just to kind of let people kind of put everything on, you know, a heads up on what's going on. And I know tomorrow you're going to be releasing that at the Better Business Bureau, but you got a little bit of a kind of a preview for us.
Exactly. So really online shopping is our concern because obviously, you know, Black Friday is going to be a little bit different this year with the crowds and the people wanting to go is to these stores. So you got to be very careful in that situation, and you know, obviously you're going to know who you're dealing with specifically, what kind of company you're dealing with, and do the research on them. You know, a lot of we predict at least 35% increase in e-commerce, and with that it always comes to scammers. The scammers will always go to the money, especially for the traditional Black holiday deals. So you really got to know the company before doing business with them. I don't care how good the offer is, Anna, because as you know, we recently issued a scam tracker report, and it showed that the number one complaint to us was people who bought things online thinking it was the best price they could find it, and it was a company never heard of, and obviously it was a scam.
Yeah, we saw that early on with the puppies, and people didn't really have the puppies, and then it's moved on to all sorts of things. Any hot item for the holiday season, if it looks like it's too good to be true, I guess, you know, probably is.
Exactly. If you can't find it somewhere else for that price, or it's really extremely priced, and you get it quickly, be very careful. It's a tip-off to the rip-off.
Okay, Steve, you always help us out, and I'm happy that I'm really happy you reached out, because that's information we can totally use of those types, especially the COVID trial thing, because I think all of us are trying to be helpful as well, and we feel like if we were, I know if I was offered an opportunity to be part of that, I would want to do that, and so you don't want to be taken advantage of in the process. BBB.
Any way we can help your loyal viewers, let us know.
BBB.org, and it's the Scam Tracker. You can check out, too. All right.
Exactly. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Burness there. Remember that website he just gave you to check out any website that might seem suspicious or you're not quite sure. Lookup.icann.org.